On a Friday, this is KJZZ's Morning Edition. And there is a lot going on in the sports world this weekend with the start of the Major League Baseball regular season and the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments in their Sweet 16 stages. But it's also the start of the NCAA hockey tournament. And Arizona State is in the field for the first time in the school's history. Sometimes, though, its very existence is still in doubt. In only their third year playing on the Division I level, the Sun Devils won a bid to play in the hockey equivalent of the Big Dance, the Big Skate, if you will. And now they're getting ready to travel to Allentown, Pennsylvania, to take on Quinnipiac in the first round of the NCAA tournament. But you might be thinking, wait, ASU has a hockey team? When did this happen?
I've been here for 20 years, you know, as a player at the club level, a coach at the club level, and now even at this level, that's something I still get, and I'm used to it. You just kind of smile, and there will be a day very soon where we don't get that anymore, and I think we're really close to that day.
That's head coach Greg Powers. There's actually been hockey played on the club level at ASU since the 1970s, but only in the past 3 years has the program been at the highest level of collegiate athletics. Freshman forward Demetrios Koumantzas came to the desert from the hockey mecca of Minnesota.
I think it's starting to go around more that people know about us, but you still have those people doubting, especially from back home in Minnesota, but this is why I'm here, and this is why I love proving people wrong, so I think it's just so special.
Sophomore forward Johnny Walker enjoys the chance to respond to that question.
Yeah, I actually love that. People from Minnesota or anywhere else, you know, they have a hockey program. Yeah, we're actually in the tournament, and Minnesota's not. So,
Walker is one of the big reasons why, as the team's leading scorer and one of the top goal scorers in the nation this season.
16 teams get to do that. So, we're really honored, and it's exciting. And, you know, it's even better to kind of rub it in some faces of the naysayers and show them that we're for real.
After winning just 8 games all of last season, the Devs won 21 in this one, playing as a non-conference independent. It was good enough to rank them in the top 10 in the country. Because they don't play in a conference tournament, they waited it out. And Coach Powers, who's been at the helm of the program since 2010, says being independent has helped accelerate their progress.
Yeah, we view that as a huge advantage. We've played in any venue and every venue against every different conference. There's nothing our guys haven't seen, literally.
And in fact, ASU is the first independent team to make the tourney since 1992. Goalie Joey Dacourt, a Massachusetts native, had fun waiting out the conference tournaments Arizona style.
I think the rest has been good for us, and we've been staying sharp. And it's funny, I sent my family group chat, I sent a picture of myself at the pool last week, and I said, this is how we wait for the NCAA tournament. And my dad texted me back. He's like, that's actually hilarious, because other teams are battling it out, and we're just chilling here in the sun waiting for them.
During the regular season as backstop, Dacourt led the nation in wins, recorded 7 shutouts, and allowed an average of only 2.2 goals per game for ASU.
I think you can see there were several teams that were in the tournament or in the top 16 before the conference play started, got bounced first round, and they're not in anymore. It was kind of to our advantage that we didn't have to play any more games and risk falling in the rankings.
And now that they've arrived, Johnny Walker says they're in it to win it.
I don't think there's one kid in that locker room that doesn't believe that we can be national champions. And there's no reason that you should be sitting in a locker room just content with the fact that we're going to the NCAA tournament. We're definitely going to win.
And head coach Greg Powers says they also plan to enjoy the ride.
Nobody expected us to get here. Nobody expected us to get this far. So we're going to have fun with it. We're going to have fun with it. We're going to play hard. We're going to play loose. And we're going to see what happens.
The Ice Devils take on Quinnipiac in the first round tomorrow, a team they've played 5 times in recent years, including loss to the Bobcats in Glendale just last season. And win or lose, Powers hopes from now on no one will forget that ASU has a hockey team. In Tempe, Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.